Amen. I tell y'all this morning, trouble's in my way on count of y'all. Hallelujah. But trouble get in your way trying to, when you're on your way, praise God. If you ain't trying to get nowhere, trouble don't get in your way.
Mary Judd thought this would be the last time she served breakfast to the homeless people that flocked to her backyard every morning. After an anonymous complaint, Judd is called to appear before the Raleigh City Council because the hot meal she serves on residential property violates the city's zoning ordinances. Judd started working with the homeless in her community more than 11 years ago.
I know that I can't go to the top and start at the top. I know that I got to start at the bottom working with these people. And I know that I got to walk the road right with these people. We're all on the same road.
We want to see people change. We want to see people transformed.
Ronald Polsom is the director of the Board of God's Helpers of Raleigh, the organization Judd's ministry has grown into.
We're ministering to the entire person. We're not just ministering to the stomach. We're ministering to the entire person.
And now, in her freezing cold makeshift conference room, Judd is showing Polsom a letter she just received from a man in prison. The prisoner asks for her prayers and says he's praying for her, too.
This is powerful.
Outside, Michael is eating his soup on an old wooden bench. He first came to Judd's porch 2.5 years ago.
If it wasn't for her coming out here, some people wouldn't have no food at all. Some people ain't gonna go in the trash can to get nothing to eat out, which you can go to that remedy too if you need to. You know, you can't never be, when you're in a situation that's bad, you can't never be too proud.
Judd's ministry is not something she does part-time. These are her people.
When the Lord come for me, I want to have a funeral on the outside, because these people might not be able to go on the inside of a church to see me, and I want to be on the outside before I can dig a feel. Knew that I'm leaving and showed the last respect for me. I love them people. I'm no better than them people.
But Judd's work with the homeless has landed her in hot water. As Judd waited outside the Raleigh Council chambers this week, she began to worry. And when Judd worries, she turns to her faith and to song.
I had to cry sometime. But that's all right.
The council's meeting was over almost before it started. Right before the meeting began, a woman in a bright pink coat introduced herself to Judd as a lawyer that was going to help her with her case by talking to the city zoning enforcement administrator. And that's all it took for the city council to let Judd continue her ministry for 30 to 60 days until her situation was resolved. City Councilman Mike Regan.
If she was in my neighborhood, I'd be glad to have her there, regardless of homeless people in the neighborhood, because the Lord says we're supposed to feed the poor and take care of the poor, and that's what she does. And I'd be honored to have her in my neighborhood.
What you want?
Pastry.
For now, the people in the house with weathered green paint on Pettigrew Street will continue serving meals off of their back porch until they can find another location.
Let's see. Come on.
And they'll continue making their joyful noise.
This is the day that the Lord